The KNKX School of Jazz welcomes an all-star combo of student jazz musicians for a live performance with a professional mentor. Well, this group in the studios today needs no mentor, believe me. The band is 5 feet up and includes two students from the Roosevelt High Jazz Program, guitarist Julia Tanner and drummer Henry Moore, two students from the Garfield High Jazz Program, trumpeter Bill Thompson, saxophonist Aiden Seaman, and our good friend from the jazz program at Puget Sound Community School, bass player Margot Bouchigny. Please help me welcome 5 feet up.
Thank you.
5 feet up, live on 88.5 KNKX, this teenage band swinging hard right out of the gate. Hand it to that rhythm section, Margot Bouchini and Henry Moore at the bass and drums, Julia Tanner guitar, Aiden Seaman sax, and Bell Thompson trumpet. The band is interested in playing gigs, only if they're well paid. Contact me. Connect with me at the radio station, abeeson@knkx.org. I will put you in touch with the band, and we'll see if we can, if the price is right, put them together with you. So, Bell Thompson, I would love to hear how this band came together. You've got a couple kids from Roosevelt, a couple kids from Garfield, and, of course, Margot, who is an entity unto herself. How did the band come together? How did you form this group?
Well, one day, I was hanging out with Julia, and we were sitting there, and we were like, wow, wouldn't it be fun if we had a combo? And then we were like, well, who else should we get? And then we thought about all our favorite jazz friends, and then these are the ones that we texted that said yes.
When you do get gigs around town, I guess, Belle, you are a persuasive salesperson. How do you get gigs when you're looking for work?
Well, my favorite way to get gigs is to write really convincing emails where first I write about our band and how like we sound pretty good and we're really fun and a great party crowd. And then you write really convincing things about why we would be the best band for you.
Ah, so she's got that together. Now, I know for jazz musicians, sometimes the gigs are a little bit strange. Julia, tell us about some of the strangest gigs you've played. What was a weird one for you?
Me, Margot, and Henry, and another one of my friends were hired to play for a church because they wanted to have more students in their community. So we thought it was just going to be like play music while people were walking into their service. But they wanted us to play on their main stage for the service. So we ended up sitting in their service, not really knowing what to do for about an hour before going up on stage, playing one song that didn't really relate to the other music that they were playing at the time. And then we walked out and left.
You never know what happens when you take that gig. I'd love to get a word from Margot about how great it is. Yeah, Belle's going to hold that bass while Margot comes up to answer this question. How great it is to be a student musician in jazz working in the Northwest. Pretty great mentors around here, pretty great students and education, too.
Yeah, I think especially as a high school student, there's a lot of opportunity here. You have like organizations like Jazz Ed and Jazz Night School, and then there's, of course, the Centrum camp led by John Clayton, which is amazing. But yeah, there's just so many great musicians here who are so like willing to just give advice and help mentor us. So, yeah.
I am very excited to see what this next generation passes down to the young jazz musicians who have yet to be born. I think we've got something really good going here in the Northwest. We're going to talk a little bit with the boys in the next break. But first, let's hear another song. 5 Feet Up live on 88.5 KNKX. We'll be right back. 5 feet up, live on 88.5 KNKX. This group of high schoolers in no need of a mentor this afternoon. Bell Thompson, trumpet, Aiden Seaman, saxophone, Julia Tanner, guitar, Margot Bouchini, and Henry Moore at the bass and drums. Hey, if you're looking for some way to class up your joint with some live music, 5 Feet Up are available for bookings. Contact me at abeeson@knkx.org. No screwballs. There's a lot of things flying around here live in a studio with a band that's been working together for a while. I wanted to ask Julia Tanner about the opportunities for jam sessions when you're walking into a situation where you don't know the band, maybe. What do you need to know before you walk into a jam session?
When I first came into a jam session, I didn't really know what to do. So I sat in, and you really just have to listen to the people around you, make sure that you at least have a few songs in mind before you go to the jam session, maybe blues and some rhythm changes, at least to get under your fingers. But the more and more you go to jam sessions, the more songs you learn. So just going out more, you just have to start it to learn more.
Jump in the deep end. Right on, Julia. Now let's, I guess we should listen into the boys and see what they have to say. Aiden, I wanted to talk about composing and writing music. This is an advanced group. They're already thinking about writing their own tunes. When you're composing, are you thinking strictly about what the saxophone has to do, or are you thinking larger than that?
Well, when you compose, you have to think about the entire band and how the entire band's going to fit together. And so really, I feel like when I'm composing, I try to think about the saxophone the least. Because when I compose a song and then play it, I can play whatever I feel needs to be in the song as the writer on the saxophone. So I feel like I need to write out kind of better parts for other instruments so that I can kind of construct the song the way I want it to sound, instead of letting them make it the way they want to sound. Although I do like it when they play around with it.
That is a good tip, though. I like that, Aiden. Okay, Henry, I guess the elephant in the room, if I can use that term. What does it mean to see, you're outnumbered, you and Aiden here, by the ladies in the band. What does it mean to see more young women playing jazz?
Well, I think that we're all friends here, and just how jazz has improved my life, it doesn't matter who I play with. All the people I play with matter to me equally, and everyone improves my life with jazz just as much.
Fantastic answer. Great one, Henry. And one more question for, I'm just going to call her the leader of the band, Bell Thompson. How has playing jazz, I remember it was a couple of years ago when the 10 o'clock quartet came in.
Yeah.
You have advanced quite a bit in your playing.
You.
And I wonder how playing music has affected your growth as a person besides just a
musician.
Yeah,
I think playing music has really helped me get a personality, and now I talk so much. When we were deciding the questions, the whole band was like, Belle, you talk the most. You can just answer all the questions. And I think that playing jazz, especially on trumpet, it's so you have to be creative but also be kind of assertive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's helped me become a confident person.
I'm very impressed with this quintet we have live in our studios today as people and especially as musicians. I'm looking forward to this next tune. We've got time for one more. Belle, what are you going to play to finish off the show today?
Now we're going to play Like Someone in Love.
Perfect. 5 Feet Up, live on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Thank you.